We're going to do a piece from the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak, was Av Bezdin, the head of the court, in Bardichev and in Zolichov. And he wrote quite a few works. And we're going to learn a piece from Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchev on the Parsha. So in our Parsha, it says, Usfaltem lachem mimochrat Shabbat. We start counting Sfirat HaOmer the morning after Shabbos. And our tradition is that when the Torah says the morning after Shabbos, it means the morning after Pesach, after the first Yom Tov of Pesach. Right? We start the first night of Chol HaMoed. So why did the Pasuk say Shabbos, if the concept is the morning after Yom Tov? So Rav Levi Yitzchak writes the following. We have a famous Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash says, Bereshit bara Elokim et haShamayim v'et haAretz. Hashem created and the heaven and the earth for, on behalf of, Reshit. On behalf of Israel, who are called Reshit. So the Midrash is saying that all of creation was on behalf of Israel, and that's why it begins the Torah with Bereshit, to tell you all of creation is on behalf of Reshit, the Jewish people. But until the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim, until we left Egypt, so the love Hashem has for His Jewish people was not yet revealed. So it's only in Yetziat Mitzrayim, it's only on Pesach, that that aspect of creation was completed. It's only then that it was revealed the reason for creation. Because that's when Hashem revealed His love of Israel. When Hashem made nature change on our behalf. When Hashem took the Jewish people out of Egypt with such great miracles. So Pesach in that sense is like Shabbos. What's the concept of Shabbos? Hashem says, on this day I rested from creation. Pesach was, so to speak, the completion of creation in that sense. Hashem kept planning to the point of Pesach. Pesach was a point the world had to get to. Shabbos in creation was the point at which Hashem stopped the creation, the active creation, and Hashem says, here's the world I wanted you to see. However, he quotes from a Zohar here, that from that point onward until Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem's physical creation was placed on pause, but Hashem's conceptual creation, what Hashem was planning to create, was not finished. And Hashem said, I'm waiting until Pesach. Meaning Pesach was the completion of Hashem's plan for the world. And so the Zohar says, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach is really the completion of creation. That's when Hashem revealed that He's the boss. That's when Hashem said, hey, I'm here. I'm running the show. And so in that sense, Pesach is Shabbos. Pesach is the end of creation. We speak about Shabbos as the day when Hashem says, I rest, I don't have to create anymore. So in that sense, Pesach is also Shabbos. It's, we're saying is, Hashem was planning up to Pesach. If I could add my own two cents, I would say there was another Shabbos. There was another morning after Shabbos. And that was the morning of the eighth day. Ordinarily we count till 7, and then we start again. Sunday is day 1, it's not day 8. But there's one place in Torah where the Torah speaks about the 8th day. And that is, which day? The day of the Mishkan. When Hashem's presence was revealed down below. And that was also a a continuation of creation, where Hashem says the purpose of creation is to reveal myself down below. You have to bring godliness to the physical world where you live. And in that sense, that's the eighth day. Whereas we ordinarily speak of nature as cycles of seven, our week seven, and then you start one again. The eighth day is the concept of this is where you're supposed to bring the world to. Bring the world to a level of godliness. And suddenly here we call it the eighth day, the day of the erection of the Mishkan. But that's my own two cents. Now let's come back to what Rav Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev is saying. Chazal say, if the Jewish people would keep two Shabbatot, so then we would be redeemed. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, two Shabbatot, Chazal were alluding to both concepts of Shabbat. The physical Shabbat that we keep on the seventh day, and the spiritual, conceptual Shabbat of Pesach. In other words, the physical Shabbat is a reflection of 6 days of creating a physical world. However, the more we do mitzvot, the more we lead our lives in line with the desire of Hashem, Hashem's intention with creation, Hashem's intention was that there be a Jewish people who live up to the potential of godliness. And so that's the other Shabbat. The first Shabbat is a Shabbat of physical creation and physical pause. The second Shabbat is conceptual, spiritual creation, which comes to its fruition, it comes to its inauguration, so to speak, on Pesach. He quotes over here something which I want to see if he expands on. So he doesn't explain, he's saying something here which he probably explained somewhere else. I'll say the concept, but he's alluding to something which he must have explained elsewhere. He says that all the holidays are alluded to in the Gematria. We know there's a code in Torah called Atbash. I once saw this spelled out, and he's referring to it as though we're all supposed to know it. And there's this concept, I don't know who says it, that all the holidays are alluded to within the Atbash. That Aleph corresponds with the last letter Taf, and I don't remember which holiday that is. Beis corresponds with the Shin, Gimel corresponds with Reish, Dalid with Kuf, Hey with Tzadi, Vav with Pei, etc. So he says the following concept. He says, Purim and Pesach seem very different. Purim was a holiday where if our sages didn't tell us it was a miracle, we would have said it's good politics. It's Jared Kushner sitting in the White House. It's, come on, the king married a Jewish girl. Of course she got her way, and ultimately the Jews were victorious. What's the big deal? So our sages say, you don't get it. Come on. Why do you think Ahasuerus killed his first wife? You think that was natural, that he should get drunk like that and kill the wife he loved so much? Why did Ahasuerus move his capital to Shushan? That was natural? That was so that Mordechai would have a say in what's going on. Why do you think Haman was overthrown by Mordechai? The whole story, Chazal give us a different perspective on. But what are Chazal saying? Our sages are teaching us, don't just look at the facade. On the outside, things can seem natural. You should know Hashem pulled the strings here to make it play itself out the way it should. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, this is what happened from the beginning of creation till Mitzrayim. You saw Avram going to war against four kings. So what would you say? Well, he had a good army. Well, he was very good at planning his wars. Well, he surprised them in the middle of the night from two angles. You could interpret it in many ways. But when we left Mitzrayim and on Pesach, and there was no other way to interpret it other than a miracle, so then the Torah says, okay, you see I'm involved, Hashem says. Now let me explain to you what you just saw happen all the years until now. What happened with Noach, what happened with Avram, well, everything that happened you should know it was me. So Pesach reveals to us a perspective on other things that are going on in life. That's what we learn from Pesach, is that Hashem's involved in the world. So when we see things playing themselves out, we say, okay, I don't know exactly what Hashem's calculations are, but I at least know that He's pulling the strings. So that's the theme that He's bringing here. It would seem that He's connecting it to the idea of Pesach being the Shabbos, the completion of Hashem's plan, the recognition that there is a plan. Things aren't random, what's going on here. And so if from creation there was a plan to bring us to Pesach and to a Jewish people, so that's the completion of creation to bring the world to the recognition that Hashem is running the world here. That was the plan from the beginning, and that's why Pesach is called Shabbos, because in that sense, it's the completion of creation, or at least the plan of creation. That's the direction he seems to take here.